This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Ah, boy, it is Christmas Eve, December the 24th, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. Good morning and welcome. Let me say that again. Good morning and thank you to Dyson Knight, Wendy, and Kieran Roker for that wonderful, wonderful Christmas song, Feeling Christmas. I could be honest, this is the first Christmas I heard that song, and I love it. I think this is a Christmas classic we have right here. I just want to say thank you to them. It's such a wonderful infusion of Junkanoo in that Christmas song. I love it. I love it. I love it. And now I've got to introduce my guests in studio this morning. My first guest is Mr. David Williams from the International Men's Day Committee. And he's here to tell us about an event taking place on Tuesday, the 28th of December, 2021. But please introduce your colleague as well, Mr. Williams.
Everybody, I'm yawning this morning. Amen. I just want to also say thanks to Dwight Strawn and the staff of The Guardian for the opportunity to on radio to share about the forum, International Men's Day, Uplifting Men's Ministry, and a number of events. But I want to introduce my guest, and I'm going to let her start out. Her name is Kendra Bowe. She has partnered with me from an organization called Rite of Passage for this forum that we're putting on. So I just want to allow Kendra to begin. Welcome, Kendra.
Coming right now, one moment. She's coming in all the way from the Zoom room.
Yes.
Yes, from an undisclosed location, very prime ministerial. Good morning, Honorable Prime Minister Brave Davis and family, and we hope that everybody is doing well, you know, after we've had this sort of risky contact with COVID. Good morning to the First Lady, Lady Anne Davis, we hope that you are doing well. Please rest up, rest up. No late night junkanooing for you right now. Take time, and we hope that you get better soon, soon, soon.
And if I'm permitted, I just want to also say Merry Christmas to those persons listening. Happy New Year. We're wishing you all the best. And I just want to say, we want to remember the key of all things is that in the midst of the shopping and everything, that Jesus still is the reason for the season, you know. Right. And for those who are not of the Christian faith, I don't know what other term they use, but for us who are part of the Christian faith, Christ still is the reason for the season.
I think what people would say is happy holidays, and people with other faith would say things like, you know, allow your God, your, to lead you to be a gift to others.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, because that's what it's all about. It's all about giving. And Obviously, we don't wait until Christmas to give back. You know, it's a general thing every day, every
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. Before we bring Kendra in to the conversation, let's take a moment of silence in the to recognize the tragedy that occurred last night, the death of former Minister Melanie Griffin's husband. And it's just a tragic, shocking, unexpected event. And, you know, we want to say to the Honorable Griffin, we hold you in our prayers and our thoughts at this time. We hold a space for you and your family, and we send our condolences as a collective. Yes. Thank you.
Right, and you know, I also want to just add to it, too. I don't know if Kendra's ready. Also, a lot of our young men, because I deal with a lot of at-risk young men, and we lost quite a number of them this year.
Yeah.
You know, so we also want to remember that their families also.
Absolutely. In fact, you're right, there's been a recent uptick in violence, particularly young men and men. You say man-on-man violence.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. And we want to pay attention to that and also say to their families, listen, we are with you. We hold a space for you. We understand this difficult process of mourning. And in this time, we share with you God's grace and comfort.
Yes.
All right. Producers, Miss Bo ready? I mean, she's on? Awesome. Good morning, Miss Bo. How are you?
Good morning. How is everybody? Can you guys hear me well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me on, and happy holiday season's greetings, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. So please tell us about, well, first of all, just tell us quickly about rites of passage, and then tell us about this event coming up on Tuesday. I wanted to bring you guys in today because I will not be on air on Tuesday and wouldn't have an opportunity to promote it the day of. So tell us about this fantastic event that's happening.
Yes, so this event that is happening December 28th, and then I'll backdrop and share a little bit about Rite of Passage, is a rape awareness forum. And some people may be thinking like, okay, well, why are you guys discussing this like around Christmas time, the holiday season? And the reason is because people are socializing, they're getting out, they're going to parties, they're going to events. And just like how you would have, you know, robberies and stuff like that that increase during these holiday seasons, you also have an increase in rape and other situations that occur also during this time as well. And so we want to raise the awareness of the general public so that people could be aware. It's also a time when we're thinking about our children as well. And we're thinking about how also this is when predators and perpetrators actually use this as an opportunity as well to lure children in through the gift giving, you know, through candies. I know a colleague of mine, she wrote a book a little while back, Candies for Sex. And so she was lured in by an older person as a child through candy. And so we want to make just the general public more aware. And so December 28th from 4 to 6, it's going to be all virtual. We're having a gender-based violence rape awareness forum where we're going to be talking about rape in the Bahamian culture. Why is it so prevalent? Why aren't we discussing it? And we have a number of persons who are going to be a part of this forum with us to be discussing this. We're going to have the director of the Department of Gender and Family Affairs, who also will be a part of this. We're going to have Marissa Mason-Smith from Zonta. We're going to have Reverend Palacios and her husband, who will be talking about marriage and equality, Dr. Eric Fox, who will be speaking from a male's perspective as to why do men rape, in his experience in dealing with men across the board and input that they have shared with him. He's going to share that with us. We're going to have Dr. Novia Carter, who's going to talk about how do we keep our children safe. And so she's going to share a little bit about that. And Dr. Sean Knowles will share on mental health and how do we overcome the trauma that is associated with sexual and gender-based violence.
Also, you want to remember Attorney Robin Lyons. She will be sharing the legal aspect of it.
Yes, she will be the legal aspect because one of the things that we discovered in the work that Dave and I have been doing is that not everybody's on the same page as to what constitutes rape. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you have a lot of young men out there and you know, they're going with how they've been taught, how they've been trained, the concept that no means yes. And so when someone is saying no, they actually really want it and it's a turn on. And then also some, you know, we did a program in the prison, Erin, about right prior to COVID coming. And we did that with about 25 sexual and gender-based violence offenders. And one of the things that came forward in that was one of the men, he was like, I didn't go and snatch anybody out of the bush. He said they was in my car and they ate the food that I provided for them. And so he didn't consider what he did rape.
Yeah.
So we need to have the discussion and we need to have the conversation and communication around it so that we could raise awareness and we could see the numbers in this particular area go down in our country.
One of the other things also, Kendra and I, we did a program this year at the Boys and Girls School, Lemay Pratt and Simpson Penn, because we also recognize that we want to start some preventative measures because over the years, in my case, a number of persons having been doing a lot of work in the prison for 20 years, and people always say, oh, you always talking about the prison, what about the preventative? So I'm saying I work along with the at-risk youths with Dr. Carlos Reed, mm-hmm. and so I'm also out there doing preventative, but I want to share my number because I got a call after off Dwight's show with Dr. Sandra Dane Patterson, 4336917. She commended us and was looking forward to it. And I also had about three other persons sent me a WhatsApp. And so, folks, I just want to say to you, simply WhatsApp me at 433-6917. 433-6917. I will send you the Zoom link and the YouTube link so you can be a part of the program.
Absolutely. And you can contact me, Erin Green, on my Facebook wall, and I can share the link with you as well. Wow, this is going to be awesome. Let me show you something. I'm only 45.
Okay.
And it's Culture Friday. Uh-huh. And you know what's a prevalent, prominent culture in the Bahamas? They call it begging culture.
Okay.
That's when you beg.
Yes.
You beg. So, miss, you ain't ready yet, eh? Miss, you ain't ready yet, eh? Miss. And men sort of do it too, you know, in sort of other ways. But this thing called begging culture. And then we have this adage that say, if you don't ask, you don't want. And if you ask, you ain't gonna get. Well, things like that is make young people confused, you know. Things like that is make young people confused. But I think this forum is gonna be great because I just brought that. I hadn't thought about that in a little while. I old now. Ain't nobody begging me for nothing but mangoes, right?
Right.
But that's a prominent part of our culture, especially for young people. And I could imagine two generations of young people after me may not realize there's actually a problem with it because it's become so normalized. Because like the guy said, he didn't realize that's what it was.
Yes.
Because in his mind, I asking, and I ain't do nothing until she say yeah. When she said no, I ain't do nothing, you know.
Right.
When she said no, but I mean, don't mind, I ask 100 times.
And you know, one of the things I found out amazing while we were in the prison too was that I was not even aware that all of those persons, the 25 of them, were perpetrators of gender-based sexual violence until one of them actually looked around, and I know Kendra probably remembered it too. And he said, boy, you know, in Bayman vernacular, boy, you recognize all of us in your charge with beating women and raping women, and, you know, that came out of his mouth, right? But the thing is, we also, we talked about anger management. Yeah. We talked about conflict resolution. We talked about 20 ways to promote peace. So these are things that we're sharing with them. So if you find yourself in a situation, what you could do even before you go there.
Yeah. And listen, this is important stuff. It's Christmas time. And if you come into my Christmas dinner and you see my plate already towed up, right? Towed up meaning it complete, it packaged, it sealed up, and it hidden. And you thief my plate. You procure it. You take it to give it to Grammy, but you know Grammy done eat and have two plate, right? Be conflict. And so we know to expect conflict, some types of conflict this Christmas. And so that's, you know, some great tips. Reduce the conflict. Step back. And I want to say this to people. When you run hot, step back and remember and say this to yourself. You know your cousins them head bad. You know your mommy like play crazy at Christmas. You know so-and-so just can't, you know, take a step back and breathe. And remember to stash your food good. You can't blame nobody if you don't stash your food good. Mr. Williams, again, give us the details for the event. again, transition into our next segment. I want you to stick around, though, because I think that the space that we're sort of going to talk about would be helpful for men and for women in conflict and trying to find ways to deal with violence.
Right. And so it is this Tuesday coming up 4 to 6 p.m. I just want to throw out my number again, because like I said on Dwight Strawn's show, I got a number of persons WhatsApp me back, 433-6917. 433-6917. Tuesday the 28th of December, 4 to 6, as we talk about rape prevention. We're going to talk, and I'd like to hear from Dr. Eric Fox. As a male, he says he's going to share, based on his work, the reasons why men do what they do. Not that he agreed with it, but he's going to share with us the root cause why some men do it, right? And so we want to have sit down. We want to have this conversation. I want to say this is not a one-time event, Aaron. Mm-hmm. It's not. Chef, it's not a one-time event. Kendra and I plan to continue our work in the community. We're looking to get a support through the Department of Gender and Family Affairs who've working with us in the past. We're looking at working through the neighborhood watch community. Awesome. We're looking at going into the schools. We want to go back. The senior master said at the Boys and Girls School, I trust this is not just a one-time event.
Yeah.
I spoke with the chaplain. As a matter of fact, I saw one of the chaplain yesterday, even the acting commissioner. And I told him, as soon as the new year come in, we're ready to start this program again. So we're using this. We're looking for government. We're looking for public-private partnership. As we reach out, we have skits a part of this event. The young lady, Latoya. We got a song written by an artist called LaToya Peter Dean. Rung. Okay. LaToya Laugh.
Yes. We've actually got some comedians to partner with us. And what we're doing is we're trying to use humor to create social change. So they're going to actually do a little skit. They're going to do what they do well in terms of addressing a type of rape that occurs, and then come in with a message afterwards. And so we're gonna promote this throughout social media to get people talking about it, to get people's input, so that we could continue to do this work to raise awareness.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listen, if I didn't have this chef on loan from President Biden and the Chargé d'Affaires, the U.S. Embassy, right, I would have just continued the show forever. But I don't want you all to go. I want you all to stick around. Maybe you can join us in playing the new game, How Bohemian Are You? Christmas Dinner Edition with Chef Wayne Munka. And before we go to that break, Arlington, I just want to say happy holidays to the Chargé, Usha Pitts and family, the staff at the U.S. Embassy. And I just want to say, dear Mrs. Pitts, I would ask Biden for an executive order for Chef Wayne to cook not just Christmas dinner, but all dinners during the 2021-22 holiday season. I send that letter off right away, ma'am. Also, a special note, especially if Chef Wayne McCurr is cooking, the deconstructed pineapple tart with spice ice cream. I call it Dreams of Christmas Morning. Anyway, good morning, good morning, good morning to everybody at the U.S. Embassy, and good morning, Chef Munka.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamas. Merry Christmas.
Good, good. So, you looked over the questions?
Yes.
For the game? Good. I want you to get familiar with them. Arlington, let's take this caller, and then let's go to a break. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Right here. Now, this will be the last time I'd be able to talk to you before they go about celebrating Christmas. To you, your wonderful show, your producers, Arlington and all the guys, to everybody there, to the Bahamian community, Sparky, Merry Christmas, the Yuletide season, to all of us, to the shut-ins, to the Delhi departed, may they all rest in peace, and to everybody, and to those who carry grudges around, let it go. Let's carry on with this life. You can't stop Sparky from calling no talk show. I will always be around. Have a good day and Merry Christmas, everybody. Miss Green.
Yes, sir, right here.
Answer your messenger, please. I message you every morning, you know.
Yes. Oh, that was
you. Don't answer your message.
That's my bad. You know what my family tells me.
You always tell people to message you, call you on your Facebook, and things, but you don't answer nobody. Or you just pick the people you answer. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Sparky. Look at me. I'm going to tell you. I don't carry grudge. I only carry mango out of other people's yard, okay? What Sabat said, we don't catch feelings, we only catch flights. I don't carry grudge, buddy. I just carry mango out your yard. Thank you, Sparky. Happy holidays to everybody. Arlington, play that junker new music. Play that one by Sting for my guest in here. He said he don't know no junker music unless it's D-Mac. I play something for him in here. This song is Just a Little Bit More by Sting Junker New Groove from 2015.
Just a little bit more. Yeah, he shout, but I ain't full, I still need more.
Just a little bit more.
Hey, the big.
The more I get.
That's right.
The more I want.
Stay.
The more I get.
In your belly.
The more I want.
Some buggers, they never get enough. Man, they don't care if times are tough. That's why.
The more I get.
Oh, yeah.
The more I want.
Stay.
The more I get.
In your belly.
The more I want.
Some people, they never satisfied. All you give to them, they still dry eye. What's this? What's this?
Boys, I'm never really get the guest thing.
What's this?
You don't know who y'all is.
Boy. 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 Hey.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
There's no reason to skip holiday traditions this year once you know the facts about COVID-19 vaccines. These vaccines are safe and effective at preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. They've been placed through rigorous clinical trials and are used in countries throughout the world. Data confirms that vaccines can also provide protection against variants of the virus, including the Delta strain. COVID-19 vaccines help to protect you by teaching your body how to fight the virus. Without the vaccine, you and your family may be at risk of serious lifelong complications from a COVID-19 infection. By being vaccinated, you can remove regret and fear that someone you love will be impacted or die from COVID-19.
Merry Christmas to you.
Persons wishing to be vaccinated should visit the website vax.gov.bs. The Ministry of Health and Wellness also encourages persons to pay attention to announcements on when a pop-up vaccination center will be hosted near you. This message is brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority. The Public Hospitals Authority, working together for best quality healthcare.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Hi, I'm Levin Miller, and I want to take this time to wish you and family a very Merry Christmas and a most prosperous New Year.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So that song you were listening to just now is performed by Island Guitar Pro. I found that on YouTube and I had to play it, right? Because y'all think that Christmas music is only Junkanoo music. And I don't think that's correct, right? Junkanoo has sort of consumed or overwhelm the Christmas spirit, but we just make rake and scrape Christmas music. We just make gombe Christmas music. We even have the finest choral and choir perform Christmas music. I was hoping to capture a snippet of the Bahamas National Youth Choir performing some Christmas music on the show, but it's so difficult to sort of edit it and break it down. I didn't want to do them that injustice, you know, sort of hacking it up just to play it on the radio. But Island Guitar Pro from YouTube, whoever you are, come call the station and identify yourself one day, because that was some sweet rake and scrape music in the rake and scrape medley. If you're looking for something nice to play tomorrow at the Christmas dinner, go online and look for that. That was sweet. So, good morning again, Chef Munka.
Good morning, good morning.
Miss Bo and Mr. Williams, are you all ready?
Morning, morning.
Now, Chef Munka is the professional chef in the space this morning. Before you guys got on the schedule, you see I put on my yellow shoes, my chef in uniform to compete against him.
Okay.
So now it's the three of us against the one Chef Munka. Okay?
All right.
All right. Miss Bo, you ready? Good. You're in there. Well, there's only two of us, Mr. Williams.
Oh, no problem. I'm ready.
First question. Are you a Christmas Eve dinner person, or are you a Christmas Day dinner person? That's a very, very important question.
I'm a Christmas Day dinner person.
All right. Chef Munka.
I'm a Christmas Day person. I think you want to save and prep on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Maybe eat a little bit of stuffing. You know, teeth a little bit of stuffing, a little bit of potatoes or something for the potato salad. But the main event is on
Christmas. On Christmas Day. Right. I was shocked. For me, I always grew up, it's the Christmas Day. You go to church. Well, you wake up, you look at all your gifts.
Yes.
You go to church. You come back. You try to put on all your new clothes one time.
Yes.
Right. All you play with everything one time. And then you go to Sunday dinner. But I went to boarding school and then experienced Christmas Eve dinner. And then came back home and realized that there are people here that do Christmas Eve dinner too. They just don't tell you about it, so you don't get two dinners.
Oh, this is the first time I heard it. First time in my life.
Yeah, because that's a lot of leftovers.
Yes.
Christmas Eve as well as Christmas Day.
Leftovers. No. Couldn't be cooking twice. You get, like, so I think I'm going to do Christmas Eve dinner, and then I could go visit and tote Christmas Day dinner from other people.
Yeah, now that makes sense.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, now that makes sense.
That makes sense. But you, chef, you are a Christmas Day dinner
Absolutely.
Chef.
Absolutely. Christmas Day is for me.
Okay. Now, I think this is perhaps the most important question. Are you all ready? And to my audience, if you want to join in with your suggestions, with your answers, you could text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Or you could call us at 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. So here's the question. Rice or potatoes for Christmas dinner?
Well, I mean, you know, the average Bahamian, we used to rice now. I must admit, you know, like I tell you, really, I over 50.
Right.
And so the doctor telling me now to watch my amount of starch intake. But then I'm thinking rice and potato, you know, the chef could correct me, that's still starch. But I think I prefer my rice.
You prefer your rice?
Yeah.
I go with rice. But with the rice, Christmas time, you got to have your fresh peas and you got to have your salt pork. You can't go no regular peas and rice.
Look at how the vegans and vegetarians can't eat Christmas. What about hurricane ham?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I could replace my pork with hurricane ham.
And the ham water. If you're boiling the ham in the water.
No, hurricane ham.
Hurricane ham.
Yeah, the conch. The dried conch.
Oh, yeah. Definitely you can add the conch. Conk could go in your stuffing as well, but we ain't get there yet.
But okay. Well, fortunately or unfortunately for me, I only eat fish, and I've been like that for the last but almost 20 years. So,
okay.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, no meat. Just fish or veggie meat.
I mean, I don't eat the turkey or the ham or the chicken or the lamb. Oh, the ribs.
Yeah, but he can have the boring peas and rice then without the pork.
Yes, I mean, that's me too.
Yeah, no meat in the rice.
Yeah, how he just diss all us on the side of the
team. Well, you plenty onion.
Peas and rice. We a lot of peas and rice here.
Peas and rice with a lot of hurricane ham for us, a lot of dried conch for us, and pork. Well, that was another question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a bacon Christmas, like B-A-C-O-N, person, or are you a no-bacon person?
You gotta have bacon.
You got, like, you
Christmas is the day when you put all the healthy stuff away and you cheat.
Okay, right.
If you're doing a diet, you cheat on Christmas Day. I mean, that's the day when you're supposed to go all out, all the flavors, no holding back, you know, no
holding back. So listen. I know it's pandemic, and our budgets are a little shorter than they were a couple of years ago. So I'm not wrapping my asparagus in bacon this year, but can I wrap my green beans in bacon this year?
Absolutely. Or you can do a green bean casserole with the bacon in it. You know?
See, look here, I'm going to ask you that, you know. Did I put... I'm going to ask this by that... baked macaroni and cheese or green bean casserole with bacon?
Well, I came with macaroni and cheese. You know, you can still have the green bean casserole, but I would go with macaroni and cheese.
Now, how come the green bean casserole can't taste like macaroni and cheese?
Because our macaroni and cheese, they're special. Ain't nobody around the world doing
it. Is it that the healthy vegetables make it taste different? So I just say put the green bean in the baked macaroni and cheese and let's call it a day.
No, I wouldn't mix them too.
It's not allowed?
That got to be, no, you can't do that. That's
why? That ain't healthy? No, I'm asking. I don't know.
Like I say, on Christmas, you want things that taste good.
Good. Oh, I see.
And you want to keep it our tradition. No, I wouldn't mess that up.
Listen, are you? So no, okay.
When you go in Japan, you're getting sushi.
Yeah.
You don't get no,
But a lot of people like green bean casserole.
Let me stir fry that tuna and then put it on the sushi. You're getting the raw sushi. You get they do it.
You're right. Please don't cook no green bean casserole for my Christmas dinner this year, people. I come in like a thief in the night. You don't know when I'm going to tote that plate. Anyway, we got a caller on the line. Let's see how that is. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Gray.
Good morning. How you doing?
And good morning to your guest.
Morning.
Well, it's one thing, Merry Christmas and a wonderful Happy New Year. But I like the pork in my rice.
Yeah.
I grew up on that. My grandmother.
Yeah.
Pork. Richest to the food. I mean, richest to the rice and what have you.
Absolutely.
And that's how I really grew up on it.
Okay. I got a question for you, then I got to go. You ready for it?
Give it a question there.
We switching now to your sides. This is the sides round. Three bean salad or beet salad with mayo. Also, for the side question, who is make that? And what behemoth is make that? I just want to know where did it originate from? Like, which are the community? Because people, these are staples in our holiday eatings, right? Mm-hmm. Who invented beet salad with mayo? And why?
With what? Mayo?
Yeah.
I never heard about it.
You ain't never had beet salad with mayo?
I never heard myself.
And they put peas in it and everything.
That must have come from Albuquerque because they put in mayonnaise in their conch salad. So I
see, there you go. Okay. We could assume.
I never know about mayonnaise in a conch salad. That's the first time I hear. But
that's the first time you hear they put mayo in conch salad?
Albuquerque.
Yeah, that come up lately. The original conch salad was just the original because you never know. They add orange and stuff to the conch salad now.
That's right.
These are modern maker.
Right.
The original conch salad was just sour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Persian lime.
Yeah, but that's
exactly.
That's how I eat mine, lime and pepper and salt.
No, but they put an orange in it now. Yeah. But I know that we always use the sour orange as well.
Right. Yeah. And I think they're trying to recreate that smoothness that the sour orange would bring to the table.
Yeah. Don't be surprised you start by the apple.
See?
Inside your conch salad.
Yeah, they're doing that. Yeah. They're doing that.
Okay,
and I don't mind you putting apple in the conch salad. Just don't put it in the coleslaw. How do you feel about apple and raisin in the coleslaw?
I love my raisin in the coleslaw.
Oh, Lord, I got to hang up on you now. Listen, you lost. You lost.
Where you get the apple from? I just said that. I got to try that.
Okay.
Hey, pumpkin eater, I with you. I like raisin in my coleslaw. I guess it's from my household. My mother used to do it, so that was really good.
And I like my cabbage cut fine.
Right.
Okay, so... Now, I got to let you go, but I want to thank you for that point right there. Your cabbage cut fine. Remember that. Second of all.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
Hope you'll be around for the New Year's if we can do it again.
Yes. Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So we add the raisin to make it sweet, right? I imagine that's to give it that sweet edge.
Right. Because normally, if you put everything together, for instance, you have peas and rice, you have... you have macaroni. Yeah. You have the old pepper in the macaroni. That's kind of spicy. You have one of the proteins are kind of spicy. It kind of balance it out with the sweetness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes people don't use the mayonnaise, and so you will add the vinegar. So the vinegar, the tart, and the sweet is a good balance.
So, okay, coleslaw with mayo or without mayo, is there a different name for it?
No, I think it's the same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And one is in cabbage slaw and one is coleslaw.
Cabbage slaw is without carrots.
Ah.
See, when you're making cabbage slaw, you're going to put the carrots, the onion, to give it a good flavor, and then you put the mayo and a little salt, a little black pepper.
Right. Because there's two ways that I make my coleslaw. One is without sugar, and I would put lime and salt and pepper.
Yes.
And mayo. Sometimes with mayo, sometimes without, but primarily with mayo.
Can I ask the chef? But I mean, with the sugar, isn't that taken away from it? Well, I mean, I know it's Christmas. I like you too. I agree. I put the diet aside for Christmas.
That's
right?
About to say this.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, because I'm told from a healthy perspective, again, mm-hmm. that adding the sugar to it takes away from the what you're trying to accomplish.
It's how much you add to it.
Okay.
It's right. The ratio. You uh-huh. get out a little sugar just to give it a little kick.
Right. Okay.
And so now I get it. That's why you would add the raisins, because then you wouldn't have to add any sugar.
No.
If you add the raisins.
You add the raisins.
It's got a nice balance.
Yeah, you got a good balance.
Right. And but I need you all to understand this. Dear chefs, particularly people who serve in Christmas dinner, mm-hmm. if your hand is on the fork, the rice to coleslaw ratio have to be perfect.
Yeah.
It have to be perfect. And sometimes it differ from people to people, right?
Uh-huh.
But that rice to coleslaw ratio have to be perfect. I just want to say this on another side note to all the restaurants who will sell takeout plate. If I ask you to put my rice and my coleslaw or my rice and my meat and my sides in separate containers, I'll pay for it, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if you all understand the importance of the rice to meat to salad ratio and what people are really asking for when they're asking for separate containers.
Yeah, because I hate when you put a salad with the hot food and everything just turns out, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, if the coleslaw is made with vinegar, uh-huh. vinegar base, that's fine.
Right.
But the mayo.
If it's too wet, right, it'll soak into the rice. And it's a real problem because it makes it difficult to reheat the plate. Yeah, and I'm telling y'all, this is Totem 301 here. Your food have to be able to reheat properly or it has no value.
Okay.
I mean, for people buying food, you lose the value entirely. And I want to say this, especially for people who are working on a budget. There's some great restaurants out there. When you take that plate of food home and you share that out, you realize you're getting three whole sensible, my friend Mr. Williams, we eating healthy.
Yes.
Sensible portions out of that plate. But if they all jam up together,
okay.
It don't share out nice.
Okay.
The children can't share it. So you're really doing families a service.
Yes.
When you allow, you allow them to receive their food like that in separate containers.
Thank you.
I tell you all, I was a person who's had to pinch my money, and pinch it and origami it and thing. You know, and these are the things that people, that are helpful to other people.
I'm glad. I learned it.
All right, so I got two calls on the line. Let's go to one of them calls, and then we can get back to the sides question because it's plenty sides. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good day to this dark and always along with you, Aaron Pretty Eyes Grant.
Boy, look here, you call me Pretty Eyes, but don't you jeopardize my totem season, buddy.
How?
People, they get jealous. It's like, go toad from Bremen then with your pretty eyes.
Well, if you are, you are.
But thank you, Bremen.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
And have a godly, yes, you're the same. Well, have a godly Christmas, a godly holiday.
Yes, sir.
And may your life be continued beautiful.
Absolutely.
As your ways.
Listen, and like my Christmas dinner, I'm going to share that blessing with everybody, Bremen. But I got to go unless you want to answer one of these questions.
Say, right?
Yeah.
Anybody that puts mayonnaise and orange in Kong salad,
mm-hmm.
they're not Bahamian.
No, you can't say that. Oh, Lord.
No, they're not.
This is the only wrong question. The only wrong answer in this game is Johnny Bread, okay? Johnny Bread is the only wrong answer, man.
Johnny Cake, well, if you...
Okay, Bremen, I gotta go. Before these Abaco people and Freeport people beat us up.
Well, food is evolving, you know? So
yeah.
It's not gonna be the same. Once you know the authentic, the origin.
Uh-huh.
Now, once you know the original way, that's fine. You could branch off, but you should know the original way.
Absolutely. And for us modern New Providence people who scorning our, you know, cutting up our eye at more in the Kong salad, Family Island people will tell you when you make the Kong salad, you got to let the Kong sit in the lime a little while. We'd be doing a fresh salad here, but a traditional Family Island salad, that Kong will sit in that lime. And it's the scorch Kong that gets brushed, you know, gets rubbed with the lime,
mm-hmm.
like a fresh rye, but the Kong salad sit in the lime and soak. Well, okay, I got another. I thought you was going to tell me if I was right or wrong. You say, okay, Aaron, you think that's right? You get that beaten on your own. We got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. Happy New Year.
my Clifford's voice and your guest.
Morning.
Morning.
Anybody, grandmother and mother, would take the carcass of the turkey and ham and make a soup?
Of course.
Absolutely. What is that called?
That's how I learned to make soup.
Because that would be tasty. My mother would put anything she finds in the fridge in that soup. And it ain't pea soup in dough, but it's like whatever level from Christmas in that soup. And a chef, the mix that we have a lot of, we call them pears, but the real name is avocados. The Mexican people, like Taco Bell and Chipotle, made billions of making guacamole. Why we ain't get into that yet? Like, it's a dip, or you can put it as a salad, guacamole.
Thank you.
Yeah, our pears is not consistent in terms of the texture. The Mexican pears, they're more silky and they're more smooth. A lot of our pears are dry. If we can get a good consistency with the nice and moist pear, then we won't have an issue with that. That would be great. But we just don't have a good consistency. Some of the pears are dry, some are moist, some are not.
Look here. And I just realizing that I'm looking at a pear, I see it in my mind sort of rotting, right? And all that moisture in it. We don't want no moist pear. We want dry pear so they last longer on the tree.
Right.
Last longer in
right,
the house.
But it doesn't make a good guacamole.
Right. And for that, we are sad, but we turn to our Mexican brethren for the guacamole.
If you'd like.
We will eat pear and bread.
Absolutely.
So that question about anybody, Grammy, is make soup with the turkey carcass. That takes me to my next question. Boxing Day and New Year's Day morning. Are you eating Bahamian boil feasting after you leave the parade, the Junkanoo Parade, or are you doing a midday American brunch style breakfast?
And I think we all can say boil it.
You all can say boil, thing. Yeah, because, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do the boil thing.
Yeah, for me, that's, I love that.
Yeah, because maybe you've been drinking all night in the boil, that kind of like
that's
helps that, you know?
That's the hair of the dog right there. That's to catch yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you having boil or souse, or you having stew, or you having stew boil?
I can stick with my classic stew. Yeah, that stew boil, I ain't know if I messing with that. I know Bahamian, like, they like combo. I'm messing with that stew boil.
I like the boiled fish. I like to stick with the grouper because I try to avoid all the bones. So I like my grouper.
Right.
And that boil.
That
yeah.
boil.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Stew boil is the thing. Look at that. You love the stew. You love the boil. Let's come together and be loving people. How could you?
It's a classic dude, man.
You cast aspersions on the stew. But you know what the stew boil is, right? Look here. I'm supposed to have 3 more container of boiled fish and I ain't got enough. Girl, take some of that stew and mix that in there and they can be happy. Once they get a plate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I love it. I mean, let me tell you why I love it though. What I found is this, is that the chefs now that are making stew fish and stew conch, they're making burnt flour fish. They're making tomato base stew fish with okra to thicken it up or eggplant to thicken it up if you're in a pinch. And you don't want to put no flour in it because your grammy is raw, right? I find that the chefs are putting too much flour and bunning it up and not enough tomato. So that stew boil, adding that boil, if it's a good, good boil, really sort of lightens that flour and infuses some of that flavor. Mind you, if it's a proper, proper boil, though, it don't need nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that's what that stew boil does is it accommodates some of our less traditional chefs.
Right, and then you suppose the traditional way is you're supposed to brown the flour in the pan first.
Yeah.
You have to take your time. It's a very delicate process.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch it carefully and turn it enough, it's going to burn. It's going to have a bad taste.
But yeah.
It's a technique to toast the flour in the pan first. So
absolutely.
That's the right way. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like you say, toast, not burn. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's a big thing for me. That's a big thing for me. Johnny cake or grits?
I prefer the Johnny cake.
I prefer the grits. Yeah, I get with the grits. Yeah. Grits is more filling and, you know, that's our national dish, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
But one of the things I experience is after eating, like, just grits and tuna, like, I always wonder why I still don't feel full. I guess you must have got some pear or something else on the side of it. But I never just grits and tuna alone. I don't feel full.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe because that's a small plate. Maybe I need a big plate.
Boy, because any grits what I eat, I feel full all day.
Okay.
I see why the people just eat that before they go to the field in the morning.
Are you eating local grits or are you eating imported grits?
I'm eating grits from Kett Island.
Right.
So it's coming on a boat.
Look here. Hold on. This boy didn't say I eat Bahamian grits. You know, you say my grits grow and bred and take their BGCSE in Kett Island.
Monka. Oh, yeah. Monka identifying Kett Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so maybe that's what it is, right? Maybe we're talking about the nutrient quality of the grits.
The nice coarse grits. Right. You know, nothing refined like the ones you could find.
Yeah, too smooth and you don't chew enough. That's
and
the next
too yellow.
Thing. You're, right. If it is too yellow, then you know that there's something.
Oh, I thought they said the yellow grits was better.
No, but that's not what he's saying. He say too yellow.
Or the ones where they have, mostly you see in the stores, they import them.
Right.
Yeah, so that's not the correct color.
Okay.
All right. So I have a text here that says, good morning, Miss Green. Awesome show as always. Please read my text as is. Dear text, I don't know if I'm reading this as is. I will be respectful always. Sparky called to wish you and everyone well wishes, right? And that was good. Then he had to spoil it by the rant he went on. He can never leave it just that way. Well, you don't worry about that. We're working on Sparky, right? I heard the words that he said. We're working on him. And he will realize that you can't pit radio hosts of the same station against each other in that way. But still, we take his message of greetings and happy holidays and we share it with the whole nation. And for that, we thank you, Sparky. You remember protocol always. All right, I got one more text. Says, I can't lie, I like coleslaw sauce with my rice. Is that weird, Miss Green? No, it's not weird. There's a whole science behind that, is what I'm trying to tell you. You got to have the right ratio. And if it's right, you could just eat peas and rice and coleslaw and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you got enough peas and ham in it, vegetarians and vegans and we eat little conk uns, we'll be happy. Rice and coleslaw?
No, I don't want to eat meat.
I know where you're coming from because when the coleslaw sits, it's a natural ajou that comes from the cabbage.
Yeah.
It resides to the bottom.
Look here, vegetarians.
And all that is flavor. And so that's the ajou. That's a natural ajou from the cabbage.
Listen, and vegans and vegetarians, you hear what this boy say? He say the cabbage have a natural ajou. These meat eaters think they are the bomb, but we have our vegetable ajou too.
Or the liquid, the natural
ajou. That's what we calling it. It is fancy. Okay, guys, we are just out of time. I got one last question. It ain't pepper or no pepper. It ain't fruit cake or rum cake. It's, are you eating bread pudding or trifle? When is the last time you had a piece of trifle? Are you eating bread pudding or trifle for Christmas dinner?
I don't even know what is trifle.
Well, trifle is
cake.
Lady fingers.
Yeah.
It's basically a sponge biscuit with fruit and whipped cream. Just lay it in.
Okay.
And
right.
So, yeah, Bahamians don't do that kind of thing.
Yes, dear Lila Green, these people in the station telling me the trifle is not Bahamian. You tell me all my life trifle is Bahamian. And no, Mr. Williams, they never had it.
No, know what that is.
I know about that.
What?
Unless you put guava in that,
I mean, I put Bahamian sweat and tears in it. I had to make it. What you mean? My mother had me convinced that was a Bahamian thing. Well, it is now.
It's a British thing.
Okay, so fruit cake, rum cake, or bread pudding?
I go with the rum cake.
Yeah, fruit cake is good for me.
Fruit cake, I don't like them too chunky, all those chunky fruits and stuff.
Right, and soaked fruit, right? Are they even fresh fruit?
Right. And then they dye them.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's another thing.
I am sorry, fruit cake lovers and aficionados. I just don't understand it. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Right.
I like these people who don't understand mayo and conch salad, right? I'm just saying it is not for me. And when I become prime minister, I'm going to outlaw it.
Well, we got that from Britain. When they had the long wars, what they do was they used to make the fruitcake way back in the ancient Roman days. And they used to travel for 6 months at a time, and the fruitcake lasts the entire time.
Okay.
So it was sustenance for them.
Right. Sort of like sort of like Johnny Cake.
Ah, you got it.
Not Johnny Bread.
Right.
Unless you're from Cat Island. You call it whatever you want.
Well, what is the difference? Tell me, help me. Johnny Cake and Johnny Bread, I thought they're the same.
Oh, no. Johnny Cake is, they make it more lighter, and some people put egg in it and make it more fluffier.
Okay.
The real bread has that charred,
outside.
We don't have to fire everybody from Cat Island.
Charred outside is more kind of a bread consistency as opposed to the lighter.
The lighter cakey,
yeah,
vibe.
Cakey ones, yeah.
And I actually like the Johnny Bread style more than the Johnny Cake. Look how you mess up my whole game. These people from Cat Island think they run the whole Bahamas. Mr. Williams, are you from Cat Island?
No, I'm not.
That's a shame. I'm from Cat Island too, you know.
Oh, that's
like way back.
Way back.
Like a couple generations, you know, but I'm from Cat Island too. Anyway, listen, we are all out of time. I'm going to read this last text. Good morning, Miss Green and your guest. Great show. You can also boil some Irish potatoes and put in a blender to put in your stew fish to thicken it. Now, I wanted to do the show today because even when you don't have any money, you could give the gift of your presence in the kitchen with your family when you're cooking. You could take some little thing. Listen, just a little attention and care could turn a little slam bam into a gourmet sandwich, right? The kitchen is a space. Food is a thing. Right, that we use to show each other we love each other and we want to take care of each other. That's why we let you tote from our party, mm-hmm. Right? That's why every event we have is food because we know you have to eat.
Yes.
If I'm taking time out of your day, I gotta feed you. So also with International Men's Day event, I hope men see the culinary space as a space that they can use for personal and professional development,
okay,
to learn more about themselves and to help themselves and others take the little small steps out of whatever circumstance that they are in. Food is not just exciting, it's not just important, it also has value and economic value, and it's a great skill to learn about it and what to do with it. Oh boy, that's my belly talking. We're all out of time. Please tell the people goodbye and happy holidays.
Yes, I just want to put in a plug here for Bakehouse customers. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings to you all. We're about to, this is our last day on Chesapeake Road. We're going to move in the west. And so we're going to tell you a lot about that on social media. And then Merry Christmas, Bahamas.
I just want to remind you, Tuesday at the Forum, 433-6917 for more information. 433-6917. Tuesday, 28th of December, 4 to 6 p.m. Rape Awareness, 433-6917.
Absolutely. Thank you to Levon for giving me these couple extra minutes. It's 11 a.m. That means Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next. Have a great happy holidays and Merry Christmas.